Welcome, listeners and viewers. I am Gerald Geo Gibson, founder and executive director of Operation Making a Change.
I'm Dr. Obini Elamine, co-founder of Project Ricochet and host of The Ricochet Effect, a podcast about community leadership and the impact of local action. What you're about to hear was recorded live at the 2025 Central Kentucky Black Family Conference.
This year, the iChampion Health Initiative and Project Ricochet teamed up for something special, a joint series of community interviews we're calling the Talking Drum. The name comes from the West African tradition of using drums to share messages across villages, passing along important stories and bringing people together.
These conversations were led by Mr. Geo and Terry Dumford from the Voyage Movement and also the Ricochet Effect podcast as a co-host. Now, let's take a moment to listen and celebrate what makes our community strong.
Welcome, welcome, fellas. Man, we got a treat right now. We got some of the youth of the community in the building, man. How are y'all doing? Introduce yourself for us real quick.
What's going on, y'all? It's Tony Wavy. Blessed to be here. Thank y'all for having me.
All right. My name's Jay. I go to Henry Clay High School. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Well, welcome, Kings. How y'all doing, man? Y'all good?
Yeah,
we're good. We appreciate y'all stopping by, man, and being a part of this wonderful podcast. So, of course, I'm gonna go straight in with it. You guys are boots on the ground in the community. We see y'all doing a lot of work. So the first question is, what does community mean to you guys?
Community, number one, the end of that word, unity.
Come on.
And what unity is the coming together of and the gathering of people, whether that be like-minded or not like-minded. It's just the gathering of people, whether that be, you know, you black, you white, you this, you that. It doesn't matter what you are, but bringing in all nationalities, bringing in all different people to come in as one, one.
So
that's what community is. So to commune together, to gather, and, you know, just whether that be to have fun, whether that be to spread a message, whether that be to, you know, whatever that may be, just coming together as one.
Yeah, like, what about you, Jason? You got something to add to that?
Yeah, same thing we said, basically, you know, unity and, you know, starting with the youth and everything. You know, to have a good community, you got to start young, and then it goes up, you know.
And we need the OGs to teach the youth.
That's right, work your way up.
We need all those pieces.
I love it, man. I just want to say this real quick, man. I'm so proud of you, my brother.
Yeah.
Like, he knows. Just from seeing you for probably about a year or so ago to now, man, this is what it's about when you got that village and you wrap them around, because there was a lot of people that poured into you, man.
Yeah.
So to watch you on the football field and now you're doing track, and that, I mean, it's just beautiful, man. My tear ducts are kind of low, so if y'all see me, it ain't because I'm crying. I got low tear ducts.
You just got your flowers. Come on.
Yeah, man, because we got to pour into these youngsters. We got to highlight these youngsters, man.
That's right.
You know, we do so much when something happens and we run to these small group of individuals, but we got more babies doing good than bad in the community.
And it's crazy because, you know, it's a lot of times we get so much poured out into the negativity. We give so much attention and energy to the negativity, but it's so much positive going on too.
That's right.
And sometimes it seems like it outweighs, like the negativity, it outweighs. It's like a million good things going on, but then there's one bad thing happen. Let's go to that.
It's so polarizing though, but that leads me to my next question though. Let me see where it's at. What gives you hope in the community right now? Like, what are some of the things?
When I was starting off my ninth grade in high school, it was a lot of bad things going on in my neighborhood. You know, I could see and everything. And, you know, I started playing football and I started coming outside more to, you know, be with them. I used to hoop with them and, you know, try to do good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even though I wasn't good, you know what I'm saying? I was still trying to do good for them. And then, you know, now that y'all playing football, now that y'all playing basketball. And, you know, we always, you know.
So you was inspiring them just by being present. And now they seeing what you doing, they start moving in your direction.
Yeah.
What you think, Tony?
What gives me hope towards the future is just seeing young people, just people in general, just strive to do, you know, creative things and getting outside of their boxes and getting in a space where they're using their talents and their gifts to uplift one another, or just being a way of expression, or a space to where, you know, you're doing more than just, you know, going about your day, living daily day-to-day basis. Oh, I'm just working a job, or, oh, I'm just going to school, doing this and that. But then you living off your gift and the gifts that God gave you.
That's right.
You producing. You're putting something out into the earth. You building upon the universe. You know what I'm saying? You building in a space. So when you see other people building in the spaces, creating new platforms, creating new things for people to, you know, just have an avenue, having have a recreational activity to do. It's always a beautiful thing. I love people seeing people create.
Man, before you get into your question, how old are y'all young brothers, man?
18.
25.
They talking like this, 25. Man. That's the next generation, man.
Man, listen, it's always inspiring to see our younger generation preparing for the future, man. Man, I mean, it's an honor and a pleasure to be able to sit here, man, and mm-hmm. just listen to you guys. The baton has definitely came to you. It's coming to you even more. And so what I want to know is, you know, you guys obviously show up for a lot of people, yeah. right? And that can be a wear and tear sometimes. Yeah. So how do you guys pour into yourselves? What keeps you going? What's the motivation? What's the inspiration? How do you take care of self?
Haircut.
Okay. Yeah, keep it
this is right. Look good.
Sometimes, yeah.
Of course, haircuts, things like that. Always trying to look good, but then, you know, mm-hmm. it's just like when you just sit and take the time to just relax, you yep. know what I'm saying? And take time to, you know, in self and just, you know, think about the things that, you know, God has blessed us with. And that's always like, okay, let me do some reflection. And that's always a blessing. But then not only being able to do reflection, just being, I like being around people. You know what I'm saying? Especially family and people I'm, you know, close with, because I feel like that's always healing to me.
Come on.
When I'm always, yeah. when I'm being around people that I love, like, you know, Jay, my cousin, like when I get to spend time with the boys, we go hoop, we do the things, like,
right.
that's enjoyment to me. We got family gatherings, we eating good. That's enjoyment to me, because, yeah, I love the time by myself, but then when I get to sit and, you know, just be with people that I love, that's always, you know, mm-hmm. top tier.
That's good.
Yeah, I'd probably say the same thing, family for real, and, seeing people change for the better.
Okay.
You know, that's what keeps me going.
Lastly, man, and I know this is going to test you a little bit, and I think you do a little bit of art too. Keep talking about you rap, but I ain't heard no flows, but. All
right. You rap?
Nah. Okay. Listen, I fell back on that.
But then tomorrow, but anyway, let me move on. How do art and culture serve as tools for activism and healing in your life?
So recently, it was about a year and a half ago, I had the opportunity to go back to my hometown of Monroe, Michigan, which is like a small town south of Detroit. I moved from there when I was 10, but I had the opportunity to go back there and do a mural, a big mural project, you know, and when I did that, it not only showed me the impact that it had on the community around me from, you know, the young people to the homeless, because I'm right there in the center of the park, right? And as I'm in the center of the park, I'm working all night, so it's homeless people out there. It's,
yeah.
And I seen the impact. It's little kids in the neighborhood. They coming to see me, painting with me. And it just showed me that it's more than just the painting on the wall. This is an inspiration to the next generation that can sit on this wall for years to come and people be inspired by that. It can show you that a black kid from this very small town south of Detroit,
mm-hmm.
if he can make it out, I can make it out.
Talk that
if he
talk.
Can do this, I can do that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the thing about arts and culture, it's a reflection of what's going on in the community. It's a reflection of what's going on in society. So it's what creates the narrative, right? It's a reflection of the narrative, and it creates the narrative. So what's going on in the art, like whether that be the Sexy Reds or NBA Young Boys, it was a direct reflection of what's going on in the community. So now he wearing a shiesty mask, all the kids going to wear a shiesty mask. Mm-hmm. He's shooting, all the kids going to shoot. And the same, so now we got Kendrick Lamar. He did the big, you know, the big show. And we seen the impact that had. And there was a shift in the culture. So now things are being more artistically driven in the music, from Adochi to, you know, more attention are being, kids are paying more attention to words now. Let me break down these lyrics. So art is a direct reflection of society. So what you do in art is activism as a whole. So how are you know?
Yeah, Jay Sean, you young, you got a playlist. You probably got certain songs you play before you go on the field or on the track, right?
Yeah.
Do you agree with that, how connected they are and it influences you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when I'm playing sports, I feel like I get to express myself, you know, on the field or on the track or anything like that, you know.
Okay.
All right, man. Man, Young Kings, man, we appreciate y'all blessing us with y'all presence, man. Thank you for inspiring me today.
It's the Ricochet Effect, Ricochet Effect.